Welcome to Season 1, Episode 4 of The Paperback Noob. I'm your host, Jessica. Wow, everyone. It is the first month of having a podcast, and I'm loving it. People are listening. They're giving me feedback. It's been a super positive experience. Thank you so much to those of you that have subscribed and listened and followed me through this entire month. I really appreciate it. Thank you again. Happy almost New Year, everyone. We made it through 2018. 2019 is just about to be upon us. That went by crazy fast. Did anyone else feel like it went by impossibly fast? It's insane. I do have a book update for everyone. I got really motivated this weekend, and I decided to write a whole bunch, and I'm almost complete with the entire structure of my book, so the body, the foundation of my book. I've got every chapter mapped out. I just need to finesse the ending a bit. Some of you may be wondering, some of my noobs, why I don't speak about my science fiction novel with more nitty-gritty detail. I keep it pretty general on here and less specific because of my own comfort level with copyright infringement and so forth. I will absolutely fill you in once I am in the final stages of editing and publishing. Please keep tuning in. I will absolutely deliver. In fact, I don't really do New Year's resolutions, but I'll humor my noobs with a goal. My writing goal for 2019 is, to finish my book. So we do have an end goal and date, and I promise I will deliver on that. And I want to make sure that you know I'm not keeping this book a mystery from you. I will fill you in more. Stay tuned. On today's episode, I'm going to shift gears a bit and talk about some books that have inspired me to write. I'm also going to be speaking about my favorite places to write and tools that I use for writing. So first, let's jump into talking about some reads of 2018 that blew my mind and made me super excited to get writing. Former President Obama posted on Facebook recently that his end-of-the-year favorite books and music were some of my favorite books and music. Of course, his number one pick was Michelle's book. Doi, that's his wife. Obama made mention of this book that I read called An American Marriage by Tayari Jones. I share Obama's opinion. It was absolutely one of my favorite books of the year. If you're looking for something that's not only romance, but social justice oriented and racism in the modern world, this is a great pick. This book was so well written. It makes you have this love-hate relationship with some of the characters, and it's very graphic. It's very gritty. It has this raw intensity, and I hope to capture that same raw intensity that Jones delivered in her novel, An American Marriage, and put it some of that into my science fiction novel. Highly recommend, 10 out of 10. If you haven't read it, check it out. I also read this amazing poetry book called Fierce Fairy Tales by Nikita Gill. And if you're a feminist, you love fairy tales, and you love mind-gripping poetry, this collection of poems will definitely get you sitting in front of your typewriter or your notebook. Whatevs, it was epic. Check it out. It's really great. I found it at Target. Another that really stood out to me was Robopocalypse by Daniel H. Wilson. I know that title's awesome, right? This book ultimately inspired me to write my own science fiction novel. It was that good. I'm going to use four words to describe it because there are so many that I can use. I have to narrow it down to four. The first word I would use is realistic. Very realistic. Also thrilling. Self-driving cars. We're going to count that as the third word. And murderous. Read it. 10 out of 10. Definitely inspired me to write my own science fiction novel. Next, I'd like to list some of my favorite writing spaces and places. Number one, my room. It's cozy, comforting, it's dark. By the way, for my noobs that don't know me personally, I'm a vampire. I hate bright lights, hate them. I get migraines. If you also suffer from migraines, you'll understand what I'm talking about here. Bright lights suck. I get sensory overload with them, can't stand them. So my room is very dimmed, and it's a great place for me to write. It's just, it has a good vibe, good energy for me. Some of my clients come in to a therapy session and request the lights to be turned off or dimmed, and I telekinetically give them a hug. Just yes, no lights, very dim, perfect writing space or therapy space. Number two, a coffee shop. I don't know if you noticed the podcast logo. It's a delicious latte. Well, a photo of a delicious latte. I took that photo myself at one of my favorite coffee shops, Insight Coffee Roasters in Sacramento. I went on the first date with the love of my life at this coffee shop 3 years ago. It's an absolute wonderful space to drink coffee and hang out with the hipsters and write, of course. Number three, outside. I love being in nature. I freaking love it. Plain and simple. That's all I really have to say about that. Lastly, jotting down ideas on my iPhone notes app or on a scrap of paper. Anything works, really. I'm pretty sure that the Harry Potter book started on a napkin. So those are some things that I like to write on as far as tools. But I want to jump into some more writing tools that I use to give you some ideas other than Microsoft Word. Personally, I'm afraid to use Microsoft Word as my medium. I've had so many weird, glitchy things happen on Word. And once I got to the final sentence on an essay I was writing for a midterm in undergrad on Microsoft Word, and it crashed. And my last save was the very first paragraph of the essay. I think I screamed into a pillow and died a little inside. So I don't use Microsoft Word. Totally respect and honor that decision if you decide to use that as your medium. For me, it's just not comforting. So no Word for me. I prefer an online writing website called Fast Pencil. FastPencil.com. They give you options to publish your book and have people that are willing to edit. It's a steep price. However, you can use the Word application on the website for free. And once you press save, it'll show you what your book would look like in print. So it's pretty cool. Check it out, fastpencil.com, if you're interested. Just a better way in case your laptop crashes or you want to have a backup on Microsoft Word or something like that. Journals are great if you're old school. I really want a typewriter. If my guy is listening, hey babe, my birthday's coming up. As for the other tools I use, a thesaurus always. I love synonyms. I love learning about new words, new ways to say things. So I always keep a thesaurus near me, or I'll use an online one. I also use rhyming websites when I'm writing poetry, for obvious reasons. If you're into rhyming poetry, it's a great way to find words. You're not going to find orange or silver, though. Maybe Eminem can. I don't know. Maybe that can be a challenge for my noobs. I will occasionally use a Pomodoro timer. If you don't know what this is, it's a wonderful tool that you can do a Google search to find one. They're free typically. It's a timer that you set for 20 minutes at a time and then you take a 5-minute break. This is so great for people who want to maximize their productivity. I use this for writing my progress notes for therapy sessions as well. It helps me get things done super efficiently. So again, Pomodoro timer, 20 minutes of work, a 5-minute break, and it's super efficient. Well, that's all I have for you today. It's kind of a short and sweet episode. Happy 2019. Be safe. Have fun. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts or listen on Anchor, Spotify, and Pocket Casts. Checking out now. Let's keep writing.